President Bush is back home from a four-day, three-nation trip to Latin America, visiting Mexico, Peru, and El Salvador. On Saturday, he met with the leaders of Peru, Colombia, and Bolivia, and the Vice President of Ecuador in Lima, following his participation in a UN development conference in Monterrey, Mexico. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne was there, too. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
Quite a bit packed into a few days.
I'm still trying to figure out where I am today.
Major issues were trade, immigration, and drug interdiction. Any progress on those?
No really big announcements. Essentially, the message on each was that they are a priority for the administration and that work will continue. It was that kind of an assurance that was put forth for these Latin American countries. The president did restate his call for more U.S. foreign aid to developing nations as long as they enact political and economic reforms. Trade was really a dominant topic. He talked about it everywhere. He wants a free trade zone to cover the entire hemisphere, though getting the Congress to go along with that will be very tough because of concerns over what it may mean for U.S. workers. But he really did push the idea of expanding trade at each stop. On immigration, you do sense some frustration in these countries that the U.S. hasn't moved fast enough on reforms or that it won't go far enough. People in Latin America like an amnesty program for illegal immigrants now in the U.S. The White House won't go that far, calling for more limited reforms, so no resolution there. And the other news on drug interdiction, the U.S. says it does want to resume those flights over Peru, providing surveillance for the Peruvian Air Force. You may recall that U.S. involvement in that program actually was suspended last summer after the Peruvian military shot down a plane carrying American missionaries by mistake. A woman and her daughter were killed there. So they talked about all these things, but no real major announcements.
The president spent 5.5 hours in El Salvador, but I'm sure it was a quality 5.5 hours.
he met with President Flores, and while there, leaders of six other Central American nations, again, to talk about a possible Central American free trade agreement in El Salvador. The president really, though, took special care to praise the changes that have happened in that country over the past decade. A 12-year-old civil war, a really brutal civil war, which is probably the average American's image of El Salvador today, ended in the early 90s. Now this is a democracy with regular elections and a growing economy. A drive through the country, driving through it, it was very clear that they still have enormous poverty. But the president yesterday said this is a blooming democracy. He called it one of the freest and most stable nations in the entire hemisphere and predicted a bright future and really did use the trip to hold up El Salvador as an example of what can happen.
In Peru, the president brought up the case of American Lori Berenson, who's serving a 20-year sentence on terrorism charges. Anything come out of that?
He brought it up, but he didn't ask for a pardon. There are questions about how fair of a trial Berenson received. The president simply told President Toledo that he's waiting for a review of the case by an international human rights commission. But it is a tricky case for President Bush, given his push for cracking down on terrorists. Peru simply says that's exactly what it's doing in the Berenson case.
Democrats were unimpressed by the trip. They accused the president of pandering to Hispanic voters.
Well, no secret this administration has worked hard to win Hispanic votes, a traditional Democratic voting bloc. Democrats over the weekend said this was all part of that, that in terms of substance, there really wasn't much there, that it was all about sending a message to Hispanic Americans. The White House, as you can imagine, denies that, saying such comments from Democrats are petty Washington politics.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.